From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I am Gimel Sabingo. Missouri voters are set to decide on a constitutional amendment banning sales taxes on services. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more about what's at stake on November's ballot.
Currently, many services aren't subjected to sales taxes. The measure that's known as Amendment 4 would ban state or local governments from enacting any. That could mean a sales tax would be barred on things like lawn mowing, plumbing, or going to the dentist. Amendment 4 spokesman Scott Charton says preventing a sales tax on services would be an especially big help to the working poor and elderly.
That's why it's important that we enact Amendment 4 on November 8th. It will protect those families and those folks on fixed incomes, and they need that protection because this is a real threat.
Charton says sales taxes on services have either been passed or seriously considered in other states. He calls Amendment 4 a preemptive strike. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The utility company Ameren Missouri is seeking approval from the state's Public Service Commission to build 6 public charging stations for electric vehicles between St. Louis and Central Missouri. Ameren Missouri announced the pilot program Monday. Mark Nealon, who was leading the project, says 5 of the stations will be between St. Louis and Boonville on Interstate 70, and 1 will be in Jefferson City on US 54. Charging islands will accommodate all electric vehicle makes and models. Each station will include fast charging and standard charging docks. Ameren is proposing a pay at the charger model that is similar to using a gasoline pump. Construction on the Boonville station is expected to begin later this year. Timing for construction of the remainder of the stations has not been announced. The proposed $12.2 billion merger of Kansas-based Westar Energy with Missouri-based Kansas City Power and Light could be at the mercy of Missouri utility regulators, whose staff has recommended the deal be rejected. Great Plains Energy, parent company of Kansas City Power and Light, says it doesn't need Missouri's permission for the purchase, which would combine operations to serve 1.5 million customers on both sides of the state line. The director of Missouri's Office of Public Counsel believes the commission staff will file a challenge against the deal. Prosecutors are moving forward with a case against 23 clergy members involved in a 2014 protest of the Missouri Senate. Authorities charged the clergy with obstructing government operations and first-degree trespassing after they and a few hundred others protested lawmakers' refusal to expand Obamacare 2 years ago. Protesters had filled the Senate's public galleries, chanted, and sang before the police arrested 23 of the 100 protesters and clergy members. Jury selection for the case began today as a few dozen faith leaders sang and prayed outside Cole County Circuit Court, where the selection was taking place. Arguments are expected to begin Tuesday. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has sided with the maker Schlafly Beer in its trademark dispute with conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly. She sought to block St. Louis Brewery's effort to trademark the brand's name, an effort that began in 2012 as its sales outside Missouri began to grow. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported earlier this month that the Patent and Trademark Office dismissed opposition filed by the St. Louis native and her son, Bruce Schlafly, as they rejected the argument that a trademark shouldn't be allowed because it's primarily a surname. The brewery was co-founded in 1991 by Tom Schlafly, who is Phyllis Schlafly's nephew by marriage. Phyllis Schlafly's attorney, another of her sons, says an appeal is likely. I'm Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.